We now begin the 13th chapter of Maseches Yevamos. This is 13.1, and the topic of our perek, the chapter here, is miyun. Miyun means rejection. And just a moment of background, the situation here is there are certain scenarios in which a girl could be left as an orphan when her father died, leaving her, you know, young, and without proper protections that we might expect people in the 21st century to have. There were no orphanages back then. There were no police stations back then. There were no human services that we have today. And that being the case, Chazal set up a situation which is something analogous, I'll call it, to foster care, where they empowered the mother or the brother, or according to Rambam, other relatives, and according to many, even herself, to essentially get married to some man. We'll call it marriage, if you will. It's like a rabbinic marriage, in which case this girl, we'll call her the 11-year-old now, she would then like move in with this man, and she'd be under his protection, and that would protect her from just being sort of on her own and without any proper protections, and who knows what abuse she might face in that scenario. So although the whole scenario is tragic and, you know, in our day and age probably more or less unthinkable, Chazal understood and decided that it was much better that she should be married off to some man, even as a minor, as a girl, where he would at least be the, like I'll call the foster parent, if you will, as well as legally the husband, rabbinically, as opposed to having no one to protect her. But the purpose of this rabbinic marriage, if you will, is to protect the girl. And that being the case, if the girl decides that she doesn't want to be married to him, she'd rather go out on her own, you know, she'll probably think anything's better than him in such a scenario. So then she's able to reject him, and that's called miyun. And if she's mima enes, if she rejects him, the details of how that works will be the topic of our mesechta here, our mishnah, our perek. If she does that, so then it's as if she was never married. So that means the miyun, like, undoes the rabbinic marriage retroactively. So she's as if she was never married. Even if she went through like a wedding ceremony with a ring and with, you know, the trappings of marriage. And therefore, for example, she could still marry a kohen. She's not considered a grusha, a divorcee or something like that. No. It's if she never was married. So in short, therefore, this whole enactment is done to protect the girl. And miyun is her way of formally rejecting and therefore undoing this marriage. So our mishnah here will have five different aspects of miyun, which is a machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And so let's see those inside, first of all. The first says, Beis Shammai omrim ein mema'anin ela arusos. Beis Shammai says that the Beis Din won't even deal with girls who have passed the stage of being an arusa, engaged, and now moved on to being a nesua, marriage. So the first step of an arusa, like kedushin, she accepts something of value. And then later on, she would like move into the home of the husband. And she would like, when they live like man and wife, then she becomes a nesua, a married girl. So Beis Shammai says that the Beis Din won't even welcome in the chachila girls that are in nesuas, they're married. And the miyun is there only prior to the occult marriage, nesuin, when she's still in arusa. Now, which would mean that... Now, the rationale here is Beis Shammai is as follows. If a girl, after getting married, like I'll call it after the wedding party and so on, could say, you know what, forget it, I just went out, I'm not interested in this. So then Beis Shammai is concerned that men would be sort of disincentivized and therefore disinterested in taking on these girls. They, you know, if they could, you know, back out after the fact that they spent whatever money they spent to give this girl a wedding, etc., they would just say, forget, I'm not doing this in the first place. And that would be net-net, that would be bad for the girls. And therefore, Beis Shammai say we're better off not l'charchila, allowing women to give them that option, so men will not be disinclined from taking them on. Now, even Beis Shammai would agree that if a girl shows up in Beis Din and says, I want out, they will listen to her, they'll accept her, they'll give her the miyun. But l'charchila, we don't open it for that process. She sort of b'dieved, she kind of runs to the Beis Din anyways. And l'charchila, we wouldn't do it. But Beis Hillel say no. Beis Hillel omrim arusos unesuos. Beis Hillel say it doesn't matter. We're accepting these girls whether they are arusos, I'll call it engaged, or nesuos, if they're married, it doesn't matter. The Beis Din will accept them, l'charchila, and let them out if they want. Meaning he's not concerned about this disincentive the men have. Second of all, Beishamir Omim Baal Velo Beyavim. Beishamir say, listen, you can do miyun, but if your husband ends up dying, and then you fall into like a yibum situation where you have a brother-in-law, so then it's kind of too late. Now the brother-in-law will take care of you, and you'll move in, and it'll be like a regular marriage with him, like good old-fashioned yibum. If you recall, by the way, that at that point she'd have to wait anyways until she becomes 12 years old, etc. Bas mitzvah. Ubeisil omrim bebal uveyavam. Beisil will say no. She could even do miyun after her husband died to get out of being married to the brother-in-law. Meaning, she would say that the marriage was rejected, and the marriage with the deceased husband, and therefore, retroactively, they were never married in the first place. And that being the case, there's no mitzvah yivim because there's no yavim, because she never had a marriage to this guy's brother, so she's totally off the hook. In both those cases, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Third of all, Beis Hillel omrim bebal, excuse me, third case is Beis Shammai omrim befanav. Beis Shammai hold that the miyun can only happen in the bezin, in the presence of the husband. The idea is that the husband, who's the grown-up here, will maybe be able to, you know, I'll call it, quote-unquote, talk some sense into her, which is probably what Beis Shammai is having in mind. You know, she is a child, maybe she ran away because she didn't get, you know, whatever, the lollipop she wanted. And therefore, Beis Shammai want the Baal present, the husband present, because maybe that would save the girl, that's in her interest. But Beis Hillel say no, b'fanav v'shlo b'fanav. Beis Hillel say no, if we have little girls running to us, they say they want out of this relationship, so then we let them out. And he doesn't need to be there at all, and we're not concerned that he can't, you know, encourage her to stick around. Maybe that's an interest. Again, halacha like Beis Hillel, so all three of these things are sort of like as lenient as possible to benefit her as much as possible, give her as much like latitude as possible. Fourth, Beis Shammai omrim bebezdin. Beis Shammai say that the bezdin, which would enable a miyun to happen, has to be a bezdin of mumchen, of people who have smicha, they're experts, they're like ordained as rabbanim, as rabbeim, that go like with the smicha that goes back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have that nowadays, but in the time of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, they did. And Beis Shammai wants l'charchila anyways, that the bezdin should be a bezdin of experts like that. He agrees, b'dieved, after the fact, if you have a lesser bezin of just tediotos, so people who aren't experts like that, still it's going to be effective to do miyun, but l'charchila, you want the proper bezin. Beis Hillel omrim, bebezin, v'shelo bebezin. Beis Hillel hold can be in front of the bezin or not. Now, don't misunderstand this Mishnah. According to Beis Hillel, there must be a bezin of three, but that bezin of three could be an ad hoc bezin, meaning it's three hediotos, like the kind of bezin we, you know, convene when you do Hataras Nadarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah or something. You get three guys together, and those three men, she says, listen, I want out. And they say, okay, and she's out. We don't need to have experts at all, really. And that will be Beis Hillel's position. The truth is that the halacha is even more lenient than Beis Hillel's position. The halacha is like the other shitas we see in the Gemara, that she doesn't even need a bezin at all, meaning no need to have three men there, even two would be sufficient. We need to have two kosher witnesses because all arayos, all matters of marriage, require to have two witnesses. That's for the kedushin, that's for the get, and that'd be for the miyun. But just two, and those two could be two hediotos, two regular people, as long as they're kosher witnesses, and she says in front of them, I want out of this would-be marriage, so then she's let out, that's the din. Finally, the fifth and final of the machlokes in here. So here we have a bit more of a dialogue between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. It becomes a bit of a dialogue only as much as they sort of explain rationales here. Amr lehen Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, Mema'enet v'hi katana afilo arba v'chemisha pamim. According to Beis Hillel, she can do miyun again and again and again, even four or five times, meaning she gets, let's say, I'll call it her brother. Her brother sets her up with Mr. A, and then she says, I don't want him. She can get hooked up with Mr. B. She can reject him, and so on. Even four or five, and when Mishnah says four or five, it also could mean, you know, it means any number. It means 10 also. It doesn't make a difference. Amr lehen Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say, no, ein benos Yisrael hefker. We're not treating our girls like marrying them off to husband after husband after husband. That really smacks of promiscuity and impropriety. It's just not appropriate. And therefore, if she wants to get out of the first marriage, that's fine. But then, she has two options. Plan A, she can reject her first husband, which is fine, but then she has to wait. And when she's 12 years old, like any other person who's at least 12 years old, the bas mitzvah, then she can choose who she wants to marry and get married in a normal, the normal way, you know, which requires, you know, kedushin to get in, and then nisuin, and then a get to get out, regular good old-fashioned get. Or the second alternative is tema'en v'tinase. Or she could do min to Mr. A, but then she has to immediately marry Mr. B. Meaning, normally the situation was that a girl would have, you know, kedushin, and then later on, let's call it some months later on, or a year later on, whatever it is, after she's, whatever, made her wedding dress and other preparations, whatever the story is, then she would go into nisuin and move in with the husband. Beis Shammai might say, not in this scenario. In this scenario, if she's going to go to Mr. B, then the Mr. B has to be, there's no prolonged erison period. It goes straight from erison, the nisuin, to nisuin, I should say, to marriage, right, you know, one after the other. And you'll recall that according to Beis Shammai, once she's in nisua, she's married already, so then living with him, so then we don't have the bezin l'chachila accept her to do miyun in the first place. So the point is that this, you know, affects some finality to the relationship, the second relationship will be the relationship that becomes a normal marriage. And of course, if she wants out, then it'll be the normal roots of like a get, like a remarriage and a get, when she's 12 years old and not some miyun allowing her to, you know, pop from husband to husband to husband. Again, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that we let the girl do as many miyuns as she so desires, because again, we're trying to afford her as much protection and therefore as much latitude as possible.